In a retirement community in Fredericksburg, Virginia, there's a religious freedom case that is brewing. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Right now our guest is an attorney. She is with First Liberty, and her name is Leah Patterson. The overall topic here is the battle for religious freedom, and specifically a case, as I say, out of a retirement community in Virginia. Leah, thanks so much for joining us. It's great to have you on the program.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
All right. Tell us the story.
Well, in January of 2017, Ken Haughey and his wife moved into the Evergreens at Smith Run, a senior retirement apartment complex in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And Ken is a retired minister, so a few of the other residents were interested in him leading a Bible study. He agreed, and they started out meeting in an apartment. Well, they wanted to move to the community rooms the apartment complex provides as a space for residents to use for social activities, baby showers, bingo games, and knitting club. But the apartment management was reluctant to allow them to do that. In fact, it took, I think, the rest of 2017 before they were able to meet in the community room. And the management initially wanted the Bible study to be called a book review instead of a Bible study. Now, they were able to meet in the community room for a few months, but in July, the management issued a new policy declaring that residents could not use the community room for religious purposes. Now, on the same day as that policy, the management sent Ken and his wife a notice threatening to evict them if Ken continued to lead Bible study.
Wow. What if Ken were to have Bible studies in his own room? Would he still be threatened to be evicted?
Well, as we read the eviction notice threat, that is exactly what it would do. It seems to prohibit him from having Bible study even in his own apartment.
Okay, why? What's the problem? I mean, what's the problem even, let's go back to the community center. What's the problem with having a Bible study there versus book club or bingo or whatever?
Well, it shouldn't be a problem, really. The argument seems to be that they've characterized a Bible study as a business activity, which doesn't really make sense to me. They're not charging people anything, and they're certainly not making any money off of it. But that seems to be how they've categorized it, and so they argue that, you know, business activities are not allowed in the apartment complex. The funny thing is that it seems that management has allowed business activities to go on in the past, such as, you know, Boy Scout popcorn sales, for example. And they've allowed, you know, an outside group to use the community room as a monthly meeting space for well over a year. So that doesn't really seem to ring true to us, which is why we've brought the issue to the Department of Housing and Urban Development this week.
Is it a church and state issue?
Well, it couldn't be because it's a private entity. So the Establishment Clause wouldn't be at issue. But at the same time, even though it is a private entity, they are bound to follow the Fair Housing Act, which is federal law prohibiting discrimination in housing.
Huh. So if anything, this community center is totally violating the law. They're just sort of making things up. There's some sort of anti-religious animus. Or let me hone in a little bit. What if this were a retired rabbi or a retired imam, and they wanted to study their sacred scriptures, and there were people interested in hearing them?
The same way, there shouldn't be any problem with that, just like there shouldn't be any problem with our client wanting to have a Bible study. I can't predict what this management company would do in those situations, but it's anybody's guess.
Well, there's got to be something to this. I mean, it just seems like it's just, you know, I bet you if you sat down with the management involved in this, and you said something like, you know, excuse me, do you oppose bigotry? Do you oppose discrimination on, you know, for any reason? Oh, absolutely. We're totally, you know, do you believe in tolerance? Oh, totally. We're totally for tolerance. Okay. Why are you discriminating against this peaceful Bible study? I mean, these aren't, there's no violence here. There's nothing offensive here. Well, I guess the cross is offensive to those who are perishing, but what's the rub? Tell us more.
Well, I know I would love to have that opportunity to sit down with the apartment management and their parent company. We sent a letter to them back in August explaining that what they're doing violates the law and asking for the opportunity for them to make it right. But having heard nothing from them, we went on ahead and brought the matter to the attention of HUD. But more specifically, as I understand it, the rub seems to be that there are a few other residents who are offended by the religious content of the Bible study, and that's where the problem seems to be coming from. But, you know, I know an apartment complex has a responsibility to kind of balance the interests of its residents, but it has to do so in a way that conforms to the requirements of the law.
Well, I've seen retirement communities that weren't necessarily Christian per se, and yet on Sunday mornings or on Good Friday, you know, special times, and as I say, Sunday morning, so that's a weekly occurrence, they would have, you know, Christian services for those who cared to go. By the way, those people that are offended, that's a fascinating thing, because it's like, you know, think about what the liberals have said for years. Oh, if you don't like pornography, oh, if you don't like these offensive television programs, if you don't like all that stuff, no problem. Just turn it off. And yet, you know, these people want to, I don't get it, shut the kingdom of heaven in other people's faces because they themselves are so afraid about what's going to happen when they die. I don't know.
Well, that's just it. I mean, no one's forcing anybody to go. It's open to anyone who wants to come. And if someone doesn't want to, they don't have to.
Is there government money somehow received by this particular, senior living center?
I honestly don't know, so I couldn't speak to that, I'm afraid.
But if there were, I mean, I remember there was a story out of, I think it was maybe Arizona, where there was some sort of, it was a government housing, and therefore they said that people couldn't even put up, you know, a Christmas tree decoration or something on their door because that would violate the separation of church and state. Supposedly, you know, it was that kind of stuff. It was another type of case way back when, but at least you could understand. I mean, it's not true about the way the secularists today twist the First Amendment to, you know, not allow any kind of Christian expression in the public arena. That's totally contrary to what the founders stood for and agreed with, and so forth. The same men who hired chaplains for the, you know, for the legislature and for the military, et cetera, who gave us the First Amendment. But at least you can understand the twisted logic. What's going on here? There's got to be something more. Tell us more details.
Sure. So I know at this point there's only so much I can say, but it seems like it's an unfortunate situation where a few disgruntled residents who just don't like the religious content of the Bible study, and they've complained about it, and it seems like management is not responding in a way that comports with the law. So that's all we're asking them to do, and we certainly hope that HUD will help them do that.
Are the people in the Christian Bible study, are they singing hymns and the singing of the hymns is too loud? Are they showing movies and that's too loud and it's disturbing the other guests? Or is it just the idea that, oh, down the hall, they're having a meeting and I don't agree with the content of that meeting?
That seems to be it. I haven't heard of any sort of noise-related complaints. And the bottom line is that the Fair Housing Act does not allow this kind of discrimination to go on. I mean, the Department of Justice itself on its website has a list of examples of what could be fair housing violations, and one of them is where an apartment complex or a condo complex has a community room that it allows to be used for card games and social activities, but they decline a Bible study.
This is on the HUD website saying that's wrong. Do not do that.
It's on the Department of Justice website.
Okay. But that would mean, well, that would certainly apply here, correct?
I mean, I would think so. It's definitely helpful. And in fact, this is not the only case of this kind that we've seen in recent days. Back in March, one of our other clients is a woman who lives in a condo complex in Florida, and she was told that she couldn't have a women's Bible study in their social room. And we've been working on her behalf with HUD as well.
And what's the argument there?
It's pretty similar here. They tried to ban all religious activities of any kind, including prayer. And at the moment, thankfully, the Bible study there is able to meet while the issue is being resolved. And unfortunately, I can't say the same for the Haugies and their Bible study.
Okay, so now in the meantime, Mr. and Mrs. Haugie, Reverend and Mrs. Haugie, are they living in that same retirement center?
Yes, they are.
So they had an eviction notice for August of this year, but thankfully, because of this legal action, I guess, that has been put on hold. In the meantime, are they able to have the Bible study?
No, they haven't. In fact, so what happened is, in order to kind of make sure that they didn't get kicked out of their home, the Haugies decided to stop holding Bible study meetings while this could be resolved. So that's when we stepped in and started working with them to help vindicate their legal rights. But of course, we understand that, you know, they're in their 80s. They don't want to risk getting kicked out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just so unbelievable, this kind of case. As you go before the the courts or whatever, as you deal with this. And by the way, tell me more about the response of this retirement community that is opposing this Bible study now that the law is getting involved, now that there's a lawsuit that they're facing. And you're doing this just for righteousness' sake. Tell us more.
Well, unfortunately, we have not heard anything from the apartment complex. You know, we would welcome the opportunity to get to the bottom of this and resolve it, and they could take the first step and do that. But I understand that they have made some, of course, general denials to the media in past weeks. But other than that, we haven't heard anything, unfortunately.
Is this kind of thing common in retirement homes? You mentioned one in Florida, but where people are not allowed to have Bible studies or whatever in their twilight years. That's amazing.
It just seems like the strangest sort of case, and one I never imagined having to work on, if you know what I mean. The idea of someone being threatened with losing their home because they just want to hold a Bible study with friends. I don't know exactly how common it is. It seems like, on the one hand, there aren't a lot of cases like that, but, you know, this is two I've seen in the past 9 months, so who knows?
You attended the University of Virginia Law School, correct? The one that ultimately was Thomas Jefferson who founded that school. Did you ever think in law school that you would have to deal with cases where, oh, an old retired minister couldn't have a Bible study in the local community center? He could run a bingo game, but he couldn't run a Bible study.
I wouldn't have imagined it, but I certainly wouldn't trade it for any other kind of case. I'm very grateful to be here and be able to be working on it.
Okay, what do you think the law says as far as the Founding Fathers? Do you think the Founding Fathers intended, we should have religion-free public zones? Obviously not, but your comments.
Well, I just can't imagine that the same Founding Fathers that wrote the Declaration of Independence and appealed to the grace of God in founding a new country to assert the inalienable rights that our Creator has endowed us. I can't imagine that a religion-free world is what they envisioned.
Excellent.
I think they envisioned a free world.
Exactly.
Where anyone can say what they want.
All right. Very good. We've been talking with Leah Patterson of First Liberty, firstliberty.org. Thank you, Leah. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.